This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
How are you?
God, that was a mad show. I'm absolutely sweating here.
I've never been more overstimulated in my entire life.
Yeah, poor Dave. Yeah.
I'm just a little bit hungover and...
A little bit.
Well, I'm not crazy hungover. I'm not getting sick or anything. I'm just a little bit like... Yeah.
Sleepy boy.
Yeah, sleepy.
It's
and
very
like,
hard to go home when the weather's this ooh. Nice.
Emma, there's a bit of heat off that.
Is there?
I'd say that's probably not meant for running. Emma ran a treadmill for the entire time. I still got 6 hours, 44 minutes of sleep. So, like, I shouldn't be too bad, but I am. I woke up with a banging headache.
Yeah.
Absolutely throbbing.
It's so unfair, I think, when you get that, like, when you're not, like, 19 anymore. Actually, what am I saying? Even when you're fucking 19, it happened. There's days when you can have your few beers and you feel fine. And there's days when you have your few beers and you're like, I feel like I've been hit by a train.
I genuinely didn't have a lot to drink yesterday at all.
2 nights ago,
I was hammered.
What happened?
I got a taxi home. I could have just walked it.
She just felt like a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to...
You know what's mad as well?
I'd had 15,000 steps for the day. I was like, I'm going home.
Yeah, you probably, as well though, I don't know you. I'm not a doctor. But like, is the heat making us sweat more and being like more dehydrated or something? Maybe?
The heat would make you sweat more, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like when we drink then.
Oh yeah, I know. And also, like, I'm in my healthy era. So I'm not eating as much food.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that too. Yeah. I don't have a lot of calories in me. Well, I do now because I had a couple of beers, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's just funny sometimes how some days you can absolutely master it and other days you're
the veins in your arms.
Our
man.
Boss Nick just walked in.
That is
Jesus, Nick.
I want that
do
so
that
bad.
Wow, that's fucking cool, man. Okay, we'll leave the pod here. Enjoy the show. It was a mad one. It was great crack and enjoy your bank holiday weekend. We will see you live on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
On it, let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning to you. We've made it. It's Friday.
Oh my God.
You sound
thank
like Janice.
God, I do.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's it.
So buzzing. It's Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
We did it.
The long weekend.
Yeah.
I'm only working 2 days, class.
Next week.
This week. The long bank holiday. I'm working Sunday at the VHO Women's Mini Marathon. I have to work Monday, though.
Sorry, get it right. Sunday isn't work, Dave.
Oh, of course.
It's an experience with 30,000 women. It's going to be a lovely day. You're going to love it. Guys, I'm really sad this morning. Not going to lie. If you're listening, Bar, going to miss you. My brother's on his way to the airport, I think. Or maybe he's been dropped off already. I won't hear this. But he's gone back to Australia till who knows when.
Oh, no. See you later, Barry.
Yeah, so sad. So last night, him and my dad came up. They live in Waterford. Well, my dad lives in Waterford, whatever. And they were coming up last night. I was like, great, I'll see Barry for a few hours. We're going to go to the two sisters and everything. And Barry was like, I'm going to meet my friend in Ranelagh. I'll be over in an hour or two. Grand, see you then. So got a text
no problem,
from him.
Barry. That's a good plan.
Yeah, well, like, fair
go
enough.
Go meet his
like,
friend and come, yeah. then come meet you.
Perfect plan.
Lovely plan.
Lovely plan. Then spend some quality time with your sister.
Before you head off for God knows how long.
For God knows how long, you know. And... got a text from a random number because he doesn't have like data here.
Okay.
So he needs Wi-Fi. Hi, it's Barry. I've met some other friends. I should be home by midnight or so. And
oh
I was like, all right, so
God.
I guess I won't see you then before you go back to Australia for like God knows how long.
Oh,
so
wow.
So I had to knock on the door this morning and be like,
see ya.
I got the sleepiest hug. It was like, I don't know. What did he say? Keep smashing it at work, I think was his inspirational sleepy line. I was like,
he's definitely regretting that line right now in the taxi going, oh, for God's sake, Emma.
I think that's what he said. He was definitely
keep smashing it, Emma.
Something like that. He was like half asleep, God love him. But
well, I hope he continues to listen for the rest of the show because it's going to be an interesting one. Emma, I hope you have enjoyed sitting down
because you
probably won't be doing that for the next while.
Nope. We've got a big challenge ahead.
Big challenge ahead.
Mini marathon. My birthday present, if you will. God, these boys spoil me. And it's time for me to get a bit more active on the show this morning.
Absolutely. Emma is running the VHI Women's Mini Marathon on Sunday, along with 30,000
other women. I mean, I'm the only one doing it, guys. It's so tough.
Along with 30,000 other women, and it's going to take place in Dublin, and we're very excited for it. It's been the media partner for the event. So... what we've done is, it was Emma's birthday during the week. We got her a lovely t-shirt with her dog Seamus on the front of it. Mm. On the back of it, it says, yes, I am Emma Nolan from Spin 103.8 and I'm running faster than you.
It's just to get everyone to hate me on the day. Now, just to bring this back a little bit. So last week in preparation for the Women's Mini Marathon, Dave was like all worried because I've been saying like on and off air, oh, I'm just very slow. Like I'll take, you know, I'm not going to be one of the faster ones. I'll be very slow on the day, just so you're prepared for that, blah, blah. So he decided to be very kind and set a challenge on the show where I had to try and beat a Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, from Dawson Street to Harcourt Street. And it turned out being like a 1.5 kilometre sprint, if you know that route. I realised I'm not a sprinter. And sadly, midway up Harcourt Street, the Lewis overtook me and I was a massive failure. So this week was my birthday. And I was hoping that Dermot Kennedy might pop into the studio to surprise me.
Just because I was surprised by Claire Byrne for my birthday, which by you, and thank you very much for that. So you thought I was going to return the favour,
exactly.
But I did not.
No, instead I was gifted this shirt that I'm wearing that has my dog on the front and the offensive message to everyone else on the back.
I'm running faster than you.
And I was told that on Friday I needed to walk or run a 10K in studio ahead of the Women's Running Marathon. I think any trainer who's listening right now who, I don't know, is dealing with any of the women doing this on Sunday would say that on the Friday, take it easy, you know, before you do a 10K on the Sunday. But not for David Hammond.
No.
Bang out a 10K there before 10 o'clock.
What I've done is I went to our marketing manager.
That was my birthday present.
See, I went to our marketing manager and I said, Lucy, I would like to get Emma Nolan a treadmill. And she said, I have one, you can borrow it. And I said, Grant, that's perfect, actually.
So actually, let's just bring it back. No one gifted me a treadmill. We're borrowing a treadmill from one of the girls in work for 2 hours. And I have to
but you get to keep that T-shirt.
Isn't that great?
That's all yours.
Isn't that great?
So we decided Emma needs to train for the Women's Mini Marathon. Yeah. Needs to do 10K. Just make sure she can. So we thought, why not do it during the show? So Emma Nolan, please hop up on your custom-made pink treadmill.
Okay.
And for the duration of the show, Emma will be walking.
Well, here's the thing. Before we get cracking here, can I just say, we've a massive 8 o'clock today. We obviously have the shortest quiz, which is chaos enough already. Can I just do it between 7 and 8 and 8 and 9? Because I do believe, and I'm not lying or like trying to be cocky, but let's be real about it. I think you could do a 10K in 2 hours. I think we should be okay.
Oh, very cocky.
No, I'm not trying to be cocky.
Very cocky indeed.
Okay, here it goes. Let's get the speed up.
Do you know what's fantastic is you've wore the squeakiest runners ever.
That was a bad call.
I've never been this close to you.
Guys, I've never had a walking treadmill before. You know, these were all the rage.
You walk like the Bee Gees.
I'm just getting into my groove, Dave. I'm just getting into my groove. It's not very loud or too distracting, is it? No, it's okay.
This is bizarre.
We're on 5.7.
Emma's literally to the left of me and just doing a full blown, about to do a 10K.
I wonder, can you run on this thing? We'll see.
We have to go back to Lucy, but like we broke your machine.
We can do a little jog.
Oh my God, you can do a little jog.
Yeah. All right,
mind the cable of your headphones.
Yeah. There was a time years ago that we had a treadmill in studio for Swap Timber and I fell off it and banged into the door and our boss like saw the claim in his eyes as he walked towards us. It could be that again today, Nick.
Well, here's hoping not. So, Emma, I don't know, do your job. While also on the treadmill.
Okay, Grant. So, here is Lewis Capaldi. Not very motivating, I have to say, but hey, it's Lewis Capaldi.
I don't know if you can hear that, but Emma Nolan is currently on a treadmill, walking 10K in training for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon on a treadmill that I got her for her birthday that is borrowed from our marketing manager,
Lucy. Guys,
this
spoil me. I must get to some very serious news this morning.
Katie Price's.
Oh, for God's sake. I was like, Callum's panelling the whole show. I thought he played a song. I was like, she's just about to do a whole thing about Katie Price. Why are you playing a song for?
Okay,
that was genius. Brilliant.
We do need to get into it. We finally have some answers when it comes to the mysterious tale of the whereabouts of Katie Price's husband. Now, there was a lot of conspiracy theories going around on this when this all broke a couple of weeks ago. Is Katie Price's husband even real? Has he been AI?
I don't think he's real.
Well, all will be revealed very soon, and he's going to have to come clean if he is real very soon. Because what happened here, in case you don't know, Katie Price married this guy called Lee after knowing him for a matter of days, mm-hmm. Right? We won't judge Katie on this. That's fine. This guy, Lee, lives full-time in
Why are we not allowed to judge Katie Price? Just out of interest.
I just think she's got her own troubles, right?
It's like Britney. We're not allowed to judge Britney either.
No. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Why?
They're living their lives their way. But unfortunately, it's caused Katie many problems over the years. And again, in this case, with this guy called Lee. Now, he lives full-time allegedly in Dubai. He claims to be some kind of a lavish billionaire. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But
it's pretty easy to find out if someone's a billionaire.
I guess. But a few weeks ago, he was due to join her on a Good Morning Britain appearance.
Yes.
And there was no sign of him. She was like obviously a bit embarrassed, like they were meant to come on as a couple.
Did she do the interview?
I think she went ahead and did it. But she's quite open, isn't she, Katie? Yeah. She was like, Lee's meant to be here and he's not.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite concerned about him because he was due to land from Dubai whenever and be here this morning. He told me he signed his papers. He told me he signed his visa. He was on his way.
Okay.
And then as the day went on and time went on, she started getting very concerned, thinking, has he been kidnapped? She said that she got a FaceTime from him. He was in the back of a van. She was terrified,
thinking
he's been arrested. Something really bad has happened to him. But we have an update. We have on the whereabouts of him. He's currently in Dubai, in prison. They spoke on the phone for 2 minutes yesterday morning, or Wednesday morning. His father helped put them in touch. And she said that the call did come from Dubai's Al Aweer jail.
I mean, just don't worry about it, Lee. Just know one thing. You're the most hated man in Britain. He says, what? I said, trust me, you are the most hated man in Britain.
So allegedly she was kind of saying, I think he was arrested for spying or espionage of some sort. But the son has been really digging into the story, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like them.
And they say that he has been detained over claims linked to a private civil matter, and authorities have confirmed to them that he wasn't arrested on spying charges.
I wonder, did the son create him? Did the son go to Katie Price and say, right, we will have an idea to have you constantly in the tabloids, which is good for her because she gets press. Will we just create someone for you and just talk about them and we can do a whole story arc about it? If anyone was going to do it, it'd be them.
Yeah, yeah. His problem is his whole Instagram even looks like AI.
That's what I'm saying, he's not real.
Did you ever see, what's it called? Ah, sorry, it's not coming to me. What's that? We were all obsessed. It was on Netflix. It was
the Tinder Swindler.
Yeah. The Tinder Swindler. Do you know when someone just...
Me and you were just locked in, man. The fact I knew that.
Man, yeah, like Tinder Swindler, everything's just way too perfect, too glam.
Yes.
The boys put their, like, Gucci wallet in the picture.
If you just tuned in, Emma is currently on a treadmill training for the 10-kilometre VHO Women's
also
Marathon.
Also doing really well. But anyway, she's found him. He's alive. He's okay, so she says.
And he said to me, did you think I was dead? I'm like, yes. We didn't know what had happened, but... It doesn't sound like he's had a good time, put it that way.
Okay. But in her final clip here, she's really, and you're saying like, is he AI? This is where we're going to really have to get the truth if she stands by what she said in this clip.
There's so much speculation about you. It's about time you actually do a sit down interview, video interview. I think the public deserve it because it's gone everywhere. And at the moment, you're hated by everyone and he can't believe it.
Met him?
They married after a few days. We'll have to wait and see. It has been incredible PR for my queen, Miss
I can't Price. Find her Instagram.
And she's deleted her Instagram. She said she's taking a break from everything for a while after the stories over the last few days.
Oh my God.
So there you go.
That'll get you up and going, won't it, Emma?
It's very motivating, that song. Actually, I find it really helps me walk quicker.
Good, I'm glad. Well, you should be walking to the cinema because every single day this week we've got a €200 one for all voucher to win because we're celebrating the release of the epic new live action adventure Masters of the Universe. It's in cinemas on June 3rd and Emma is currently on a treadmill walking 10 kilometres in training for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon.
Which is on this Sunday. Oh, lads, I'm very slow. I'm not even at 3 yet. But I've decided between 7 and 8 I'll be on the treadmill. 8 o'clock, there's loads going on and the shortest quiz is chaotic enough as it
is. Yeah, you could actually probably sit that to run.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll get back on the treadmill then after 9, so I need to hurry up before 8 o'clock. Anyway, let's talk about this movie at Masters of the Universe that Dave just mentioned is in cinemas on the 3rd of June. It sounds like a really, really like deadly movie. The plot kind of goes like this. After spending 15 years searching for the legendary Sword of Power, Adam finally discovers the truth about his destiny. He returns to Eternia. He finds his kingdom under the rule of Skeletor. We were saying it's kind of similar to the Lion King vibe.
Yeah, that kind of vibe.
Come back and Scar is in control.
I'd imagine people who are fans of He-Man are dying at the thought of us comparing it to the Lion King.
But like Skeletor, very Scar vibes.
Very Scar vibes.
To save his world, Adam must become He-Man and prove that true strength comes from within. We did tell you in order to win your €200 one for all voucher this morning, you need to answer your phone with He-Man. Very specific phrase. If you do that, you win the voucher. So let's make that call.
Come on.
One and done. I have the power.
you don't really sound like you do. Yeah. You don't really sound like you do, Kira.
Say it again with feeling.
I have the power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know what power you got, Kira, but I don't want it.
You did exactly what I said in the tin, minus the enthusiasm, but regardless, you've won yourself a €200 one for all voucher.
Congratulations, Kira. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I'm very well, thank you.
Are you just not feeling very powerful today? Because you are.
I'm a teacher. It's the last day of school.
Oh my God. Surely. Is that today?
So powerful.
Yeah.
That's unreal. Oh my God, enjoy that. Yeah. What subject do you teach?
Computer science and business.
Computer science. All right, so a lot of indoor stuff. So
A lot of indoor.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, have you any plans for summer?
I'm off to Amsterdam in the morning for Harry Styles.
Go on, you mad thing.
Sorry,
here.
Girl, you are so powerful right now.
That sounds fantastic.
You've got a lot of positive stuff going on.
You're going with a €200 one for all voucher. I don't know if they work in Amsterdam, but the very best of luck and have an absolute blast.
Enjoy.
Thanks a million.
Good
Thank
luck,
so
Kira.
Much.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. That's it. Job done. Another happy customer. €200 one for all voucher. Gonzo.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hi,
good
it's
morning.
Friday.
Back Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Thank God for that.
It's lovely to be sitting down. In case you don't know, in case you've just joined, between 7 and 8 o'clock, I was on a walking pad, like a treadmill, and I'm trying to get to 10 kilometres before the end of the show because Dave gave me that entire concept as a gift for my birthday on Wednesday, which is a bit confusing, but
basically she's running the VHR Women's Mini Marathon, so I thought she needed some training.
Yeah.
So
and doing 10K 2 days before 10K, I think it's exactly what people would recommend. However,
so I put you up to a challenge of doing 10K before 10K. Exactly, yeah. So but you know, if you do it, amazing, congratulations. Yeah. You also have to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But on Sunday you're doing it for the NSPCA.
Yes.
Which is really, really cool.
Yes.
And you can donate. I don't know what's the best way, but I would go onto Emma's Instagram and just click the little link in her bio. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I went to the idonate.ie/fundraiser/EmmaNolan3 and I saw that there was a top donors list.
Yeah, yeah.
John is at number first place for with €100.
That's my friend's dad, yeah. Really
and then
kind.
There was Avian with €50.
Yeah, really
and
sad.
Then there was Sinead Breen for €50. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So that was very nice, but I wanted to be on the list.
No, no, you didn't.
So I've knocked off Avian. I've donated €51.
No way, David.
51. So €1 more than Avian. I just wanted to knock her off
David,
the list.
Thank you so much. And you even, I love that you you weren't like anonymous. You didn't just say David. You said David H.
David
like,
H.
It is me. I.
Just in case.
David, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You're a very good cause.
I also hate when you high five me, but there you go. Go
thank
on.
You. My hands are a bit sweaty.
But I want that back if you don't do the 10K by the end of the show.
Because that's how donating to charity works. No, listen.
I will march up to the NSPCA in the mountains and I will come here. €51 back, please.
Oh, you're so good. That's
I am
really
great.
Kind.
I'm
like, Especially because my boyfriend donated €4.
You can head to Emma's Instagram, Emma_Nolan, and click the idonate.ie/fundraiser. Or
sorry, you're backing me so much here.
If
thank
you want, you can just WhatsApp us a little animal. Because it's for the NSPCA.
An animal emoji, yeah. And we'll send you back all the information you need if
we'll
you'd like to support.
We'll send you a little link if you'd like to support Emma running the VHR Women's Mini Marathon. But just don't donate more than I have because I am second place and that is where I should be.
Oh my God.
I wasn't going to donate €101. Yeah. Euro. I don't have €101. Euro.
You're incredibly generous, Dave.
I
Thank
am.
You so much.
Also, the whole thing about it, like, it's like, here, put your name in. Do you want to remain anonymous? You're like, no, I want everyone to know
exactly.
What I've donated.
Totally. I only ever go anonymous if it's the end of the month and I'm broke and
but
I'm
you know
a fiver.
It's more work to actually make sure that people know you've donated.
You're like, oh, my name is
and then it's
Allen.
Like, okay, now put the name you want on the thing. And you're like, okay, David H. And then it's just like, do you want your name out there? I'm like, should I go anonymous? I hate this.
You should.
I want everyone to know.
If you want to find out how to support the NSPCA doing the run on Sunday, send over an animal emoji if you can. 087 711 103 is our number. And I'll be back on that treadmill before 9 o'clock this morning.
your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. 10.
All right.
It's the final game of the week.
Here we go. Let's do it. The Tricky 10. We ask the 10 questions. You get all of them correct. You win €1,000. If you top the leaderboard, you win at an insane amount of prizes.
Yeah, it's all with the VHI Women's Winning Marathon this week. The prizes are huge. You got the two watches, the stainless steel watches, and you've got the two €500 holiday vouchers to go as well. And on top of that, as it always has been, if you get all 10 questions correct, you get €1,000 on the spot. So a lot to play for this morning. It's David on to give it a go. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you feeling about this today?
A little bit nervous, but
I know.
How do you do when you take it on at home, David?
Usually quite well. I've got 10 before. But,
Have you? I've only gotten 10 once, I think, and I have the answers right in front of me.
In fairness, you take it on without the answers, and you did quite well the other day. So, okay, no pressure then, David. You sometimes get a 10. What's the plan for you today?
I'm in work at 9, so a bit.
What do you do, David?
I'm an accountant.
An accountant, okay.
I have a question. As an accountant, are you good with your own money?
Definitely not.
Good, that makes me feel better. Because even if an accountant isn't good with their money, then I feel better. Okay, gorgeous prizes to go on this week. Obviously, you've won the VHI Women's Mini Marathon entries. Two of those. Is it your wife who's dying to do it?
Yeah, my wife, and my sister, I suppose, will get the other one.
Oh, lovely. What's your wife's name, David?
Sarah.
David and Sarah, a lovely couple's name. You not only get those race entries, but if you top the leaderboard, you will win those stainless steel watches, and you will also win the top flight holiday vouchers, if and only if you top that leaderboard.
Okay, so Dave's on your questions this morning. We're about to do this thing. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions, David. Each answer will be a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, and we've heard that catch people out this week as well, so just take a beat. And if you don't know the answer, obviously at that point you might as well give it a guess, because you just never know. Right, the top of the leaderboard at the moment is Jess. She scored 8 in 46.43 seconds. Can you get 8 in a quicker time? Can you get a 9? Can you get a 10 and get the grand on the spot as well? We're wishing you the very best of luck.
Here we go, Dahi. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, go for it.
The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The name of the whipped ice cream with a flake is called a 90 watt.
9.
Pierce and Tara Street Station are in which Dublin postal district?
2.
Complete the name of this rom-com, How to Lose a Guy in What Days?
10.
Cantona, Beckham and Ronaldo all wore what number jersey?
7.
In cards, an ace can hold the value of 11 or what other number?
1.
Steps had a late 90s hit called What 678?
5.
All Irish phone numbers start with 0 and then what number?
8.
How many P's are there in the word pepper?
3.
What number is represented by the Roman numeral VI?
6.
Before this season, Arsenal last lifted the Premier League trophy in the year 2000 and what?
4.
Stop the clock. Woo! Dahi, how do you think you did?
I think I got the 10.
You think you got the 10? Awful confident this Dahi fella, isn't he?
Very confident, isn't he?
Please, 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 let's find out a score.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Finally!
Won.
David, congratulations. On the spot, you have won €1,000. Yeah. You are the very first person to get a 10 out of 10 on the Tricky 10.
David, well done. How are you feeling?
I'm a bit lost for words.
Oh my God, you absolutely smashed that. My heart was going like really starting to pick up the pace, and you were cool as a cucumber. You were like 2.
I was going through them questions as well, going, I think they were quite tough. I didn't know Arsenal last won the league in 2004. I had no clue of that.
No, sorry. Can we just talk about his demeanour though? David was like 7. 5, yeah. 2, 1.
The Roman numerals, like, you got the Dublin postal districts. You were absolutely spot on for everything, David. Congratulations, this is unbelievable. €1,000 on the spot, and you did it in 41 seconds.
Wow.
41, wow.
David, let's just go through what you've just won. €1,000 on the way to you, pronto. On top of that as well, obviously your race entries for the Women's Winning Marathon for your wife and your sister. The two Silverstone stainless steel watches with Echo Drive technology from the event official timing sponsor, Citizen Watch Ireland. That's yours as well.
And two €500 top flight holiday vouchers. You could share that with your wife or your sister, depending on who you love more. Congratulations,
man,
David.
Well,
this is unbelievable. We are so buzzing.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm delighted.
That
oh my God.
Class. You have bragging rights for a long time. The first ever. We started this game in October. You're our first ever 10. Congratulations.
Wow.
Thanks a million.
You're so welcome, David. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Bye,
good luck.
Bye,
you too.
Bye. Oh my God. Wow.
Oh my God, I'm buzzing as my heart is racing.
That was so good. I literally, like, I wouldn't have known the Premier League one. I wouldn't have known the Ace one. I definitely wouldn't
would
have known.
Would you not known the Ace one?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not really a cards person. I obviously wouldn't have known the shirt one either for Cantona, Beckham and Ronaldo. Maybe I would have guessed it, but I don't know. Anyway, unbelievable.
Fair play to David.
It's doable.
It comes with the name, I think.
€1,000 on the spot and all that amazing prize.
So what happens next week then? Do we just like, because we just gave away €1,000, so we probably don't have a budget for this game anymore, do we?
Well, we're on a 4-day week next week.
Yeah.
So there's a shorter leaderboard to top.
And I actually have news. We've Pitbull tickets to go in the Tricky Pen next
week. Oh, savage.
And
okay, that's good.
Coming around quick, but I think that's kind of all. Yeah.
What if they get all 10 questions correct though?
So I've prepared for this eventuality.
Okay.
Because we've been waiting ages for a winner.
All right.
In the month of June and June alone, we're going to do $2,000.
Oh, wait. So if someone comes on and gets 10 questions correct.
Yeah.
To celebrate us giving away €1,000, we've decided to up it to €2,000.
Because we've waited so long, we're like, let's up the stakes just for the month of, it was always going to be a month. It's just fallen in the month of June.
Okay.
So we've got a month for €2,000 on the line, and then if it's not won by the end of June, we drop it back down to €1,000.
That'll really entice people.
Okay, so you're playing for €2,000 on the spot.
Yeah.
So that's Monday morning big. Or Tuesday morning, yeah, when we play this game, you are playing for €2,000.
Also,
Pitbull tickets.
Yes, Carly's just messaged saying, I just got really embarrassingly excited for a stranger there in the car.
So okay. Did we, to be fair.
This is a big deal. Mess just the word tricky right now. 087 711 1038. For the month of June, if you get all 10 questions correct, you win a €2,000 on the spot.
And I knew that this was going to happen. Our boss, Nick, has just messaged me the word what. Nick, we had this conversation 3 months ago.
This is the most Nick thing in the entire world.
I can vouch, Nick. We had this conversation, yeah, in this very room. €2,000 to go,
wow,
on the tricky 10 if you get all 10 questions correct. Message us right now. Get in early for Tuesday on 087 711 1038.
Nick is just the worst person in the world, isn't he?
Here's
he
Lefty.
Just sucks.
You're on spin.
It's my favourite part of the week. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic or Phineas and Ferb songs. Well, this week is a fun one because this guy seems to always be in the news, and he's also doing a lot of ads recently, so he's kind of constantly on my mind, and he's kind of always on my mind, really. He really does live rent-free in my head. His name is Roy Keane. I welcome you to Dave Ranks Moments from Roy Keane.
Hey! My boyfriend's mother's favourite story is how she once took a flight and was sitting next on a little propeller plane, the two-seaters, from England to Cork, sitting beside Roy Keane.
Stop.
And she loves to tell the story and say that he is just such a lovely man.
Yeah.
That 45 minutes on a plane, she tells everyone she meets.
He seems sound. Mm. He does seem sound all right. Well, he's obviously like a bit contentious. Like a lot of people, you either hate him or love him. Do you know what I mean? I do enjoy him.
I think he can be
insanely negative sometimes, but I do.
So negative.
So negative. But anyway, I do like him. I think he's very funny. So I have, you know, got a couple of his clips. My favourite of his clips. They may not be your favourite, but it's not called whatever your name is, Ranks. It's called Dave Ranks. So in fifth place for Dave Ranks Moments from Roy Keane, this is when he's talking about David De Gea back a couple of years ago, and when the keeper had a really, really bad match. Fifth place is this.
And De Gea, I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. Get a taxi back to Manchester.
I just think you don't get commentary like you get off, yeah, Roy Keane. He's just excellent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. Fantastic. In fourth place is a moment where he talks about, as a player, when he wasn't feeling like he was having a great match, he'd still try and do something, unlike these players who are just giving up. In fourth place, it's this.
Go and close somebody down. I've often had it where I've not been at the races in a game, but I go, do you know what? What I might do is I might smash into somebody just to make me feel better.
Okay, Roy.
Callum.
Whatever you're having yourself.
It's the little bit that...
Can I say this? Yeah. I might smash into somebody just to make me feel better. Right, in third place for Dave Ranks Moments from Roy Keane, it's one of his most famous ones where he's talking about a player, but he's in the studio and he kind of keeps going and there's a bit of silence and then he reiterates his point and everyone bursts out laughing. Third place, it's this.
What's he going over to him for? And what's he complaining for? I said at halftime, Robertson, what a baby. What a big baby. Just get on with the game. Baby.
That's so funny.
timing.
He is so good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just the pause and then babe.
But like, it was so awkward in the studio. Like, people were so silent. And the fact they were hanging on his every word. Yeah, like, yeah. They even created the silence for him to go, baby. I love it so much. In second place, though, for Dave Ranks Moments from Roy Keane, it's where he is on like a live podcast, like on stage, and Gary Neville and himself are being interviewed, and Gary Neville gets asked a question. And so that's why second place is this.
What would you have been if you weren't a footballer? Would you have been a cricketer?
I wasn't good enough to be a cricketer.
Didn't stop you playing football, did it?
Brilliant.
You're so quick.
He's so quick. I think that's so excellent.
I'd love to be in his mind.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All right, but it's not first place. First place, I think it was from the overlap where he just kind of has one of his rants. And what he's decided to do here is list the most overrated things in the world. In first place for Dave Ranks Moments from Roy Keane, it's this.
Three most overrated things in life. Listen to this. Parties. Smiling.
It's so good.
And fireworks.
It's so random.
No, so
such
true.
Random hatred for three wonderful things.
I love smiling. It's such a lovely thing to do.
Parties, but... smiling and fireworks. Roy Keane hates them.
That's brilliant, Dave. One of my favourites.
Do you know what I really like? It's like Sky haven't like told him to calm it down. You see those video clips, those viral clips of like Jamie Carragher and Thierry Henry and Mika Richards when they're presenting the American football show.
Yes, I hate them.
And they're a bit over the top, whereas on Sky they're a bit more docile. But on Sky with Roy, he's still... Like, they haven't told him, like, calm down.
Yeah. He's so brilliant. I'm such a fan of him. So anyway, yeah, that's Dave Ranks
and
for this
that
week.
As he ages, he's just going to get grumpier and grumpier and more brilliant and more brilliant.
And more core.
Yeah, really fun. So everyone ready to take a big deep breath?
Ooh.
We're about to start the most chaotic thing we do, and we do it only once a month for a reason, okay? It's called the shortest quiz.
I don't have it in me to do it anymore.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much energy required, so yes. I'm going to just...
Come on.
Here we go.
Come on.
Hello?
Sean, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Sean. Are you ready for your quiz question?
Good morning. I am, yeah.
Here we go. Head, shoulders, knees, and...
toes.
Yeah. Yay. Very good. Eyes and ears and mouth and nose, a head, shoulders, knees and toes. Congratulations,
well done, Sean.
I'm season of passes all the way to you. Have a great day. Got a blast.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Sorry, I felt rude there, but we really
don't have the time.
Looking for you now, Emma.
Hello.
Hi, Emma. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Emma, you ready for your quiz question?
I am.
Sheep sound.
Bad.
Ah, beautiful. That was bad. Congratulations, Emma. You have got yourself IMC Cinema Passes on the shortest quiz, which isn't really a quiz anymore. It's just kind of do things. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
I actually think you should hang up on the mid-sentence. I think that would be funnier.
It's so rude.
Just try and do it for every single player in the future.
We're looking for someone now who calls themselves
Hello?
Aquaman. Good morning.
Morning. What's your first name?
How you doing? Zach.
Cool. I wouldn't have guessed from Aquaman. Zach. Welcome to the shortest quiz. Tell us this. Grass colour.
Green.
Green is correct, Zach, or Aquaman. He wouldn't know about the grass. He lives underwater. But listen, congratulations. I'm Season of Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Got a blast.
Fabulous.
Nah, I can't do that
I
again.
Love it. It's so good.
Matthew.
You gotta do it on everyone.
Where are you, Matthew?
It's just as they say bye, just...
Grabs. Matthew, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hello.
All right, Matthew, are you ready for your quiz question?
Sure, fire away.
Name a singer.
Dermot Kennedy.
Beautiful.
Oh, spot on, Matthew. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
It's funnier every single time we do it.
It
gets
me
funnier.
Uncomfortable. Aoife, where are you?
Where are you,
Aoife?
Morning, how are you? Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi.
It's a bit of a giddy one this morning. We can only apologise. Are you ready for your question?
Yep.
Off you go, Emma.
Baby dog name.
Baby dog name.
Puppy.
Yes!
I was like, Oscar, you know, Teddy.
I thought that was a tricky one.
Very
and you
good.
Nailed it, Aoife.
Congratulations, Aoife. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think she was just about to say bye.
All right, here we go again. Aoife, another Aoife. We're looking for you. Two Aoifes back to back.
I like the way no one's really copped on that we're hanging up on people.
Hello.
Hi, Aoife. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Another Aoife. Morning. How are you, Aoife? Are you ready for your shortest quiz question?
Go for it.
Ambulance noise.
Nina, Nina, Nina.
Yeah.
That's more of the French one. I'm looking for the eye. Yes,
sorry,
congratulations, Aoife. IMC Cinema Passes
Thank
on the way
you.
To you. Have a fantastic
Bye.
Day.
Bye.
Oh, she knew. She knew it was
she's
coming.
Honest. She's
she,
honest.
She knew
she's
it was
picking
coming.
Up what we're putting down.
She's like, bye.
Mark, looking for you now, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
All right, Mark, you ready for your quiz question?
Yes.
Spell spin.
S-P-I-N.
Good man, Mark. You absolutely
well
smashed
done.
It.
Congratulations, Mark. IMC Cinema Passes all the way to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Each time I think, nah, it won't be funny this time. It still is.
Chloe, where are you?
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Welcome on in. This is the shortest quiz.
There
and we're
she
very
is.
Giddy.
Morning, Chloe. How are you? Are you ready for your quiz
Good
question?
I am.
Where fish live?
In the ocean.
That's spot on. That'll yes. get you there. Two IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you,
Perfect.
Chloe.
Thank you.
You could have said in the lake.
Is it getting easier,
In
Emma?
The river. I'm getting into the swing of it and I'm feeling less guilty
If
as
you
I
don't
go.
Know what we're doing, we're hanging up on people just before they say bye. It's
Ruth.
Very funny.
Where are you? Hi, Ruth.
Morning, Ruth. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good, good.
Here's Ruth. Your shortest quiz question.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Meal in the morning.
Breakfast.
Yeah, spot on. Just like that, the easiest IMC Cinema Passes you'll ever win, Ruth. They're on the way to you. Have a great day.
Brilliant.
That was funny. It was mean, but it was funny. Oh, poor Ruth. Do you think she hates me now?
I don't know if
I'm
all these people
I'm paranoid
hate you.
All day. My weekend is ruined because of this. Hello. Oh, she's not there yet. Hi, Katie. How are you? Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi.
All right, Katie. You good to go?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Katie. Dog noise.
Woof.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't, I don't think, veer off a lot of people, but very good.
Katie,
scary.
Once more with feeling.
Woof.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Katie, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Two more.
I was wondering when you were going to pop up,
yeah,
to be honest.
Wild.
Two more for this month.
Oh, wow.
No.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've done 10 players.
Where are you, Emma?
Hi.
Hi, Emma. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Emma.
Thank
are you,
you
ready for your quiz
How
question?
You? Yep.
Ball shape.
A sphere.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so smart. I was like, I would have said circle.
That is a classic Emma Nolan. Hasn't got a question written down and came up with that on her head on the spot. Am I right?
Yes. Emma, well done.
It's amazing how much I know you.
Yeah.
Emma, congratulations. Have a great day.
Last player for me.
Oh, boo. Rebecca, where are you? Oh, this she's gonna get the $1 million question.
She has it. I wonder, will she know it?
Hello.
Rebecca, welcome to the shortest quiz. You are our final player this month. What an honor.
Oh, what an absolute honor.
Hi.
Do you know what the final question always is, Rebecca, on the shortest quiz?
Oh, no, I don't.
I will keep asking
Someday.
People and someone will say yes one day. But that's okay, Rebecca. For now, I'll ask it for you. You're the final player, which means the final question is, do a sneeze.
Achoo.
Beautiful, Rebecca. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic long weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
See you, Rebecca. Bye.
Oh, you let her talk the entire way.
I tried to keep her going there to hang up. Oh, sugar, I ruined it on the last one. All right, and we're done.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Guys, they say that exercise brings more positive endorphins, and I have to say, I agree.
I think it's a good balance because you're doing exercise, but also I'm in the room, so you won't be too positive.
It's true. You keep me humble when I get too happy. I'm on a treadmill this morning. Reason being, Dave wants to get me ready for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. It's on this Sunday. I haven't done much training, to be honest. It's a bit hot to be out running.
This is not for me. This is for you.
Yeah, well, he's trying. It was a birthday gift, allegedly.
I just think you can do a 10K much easier than you can race a Lewis. We tried the Lewis thing. It didn't work out. So I said, how about you do 10K while on the show? So, and I think we're on our way to doing that.
Well, we're doing okay. We got 4 kilometres done between about 7:20 and 8:00. So I have 6 kilometres to get done between now and 10. It's actually really nice.
You have 57 minutes to do 6 kilometres.
Yeah, I think I'll be grand.
Yeah, you should be if you literally don't stop at all.
No, I can't stop.
I think I do 5 kilometres in 50 minutes.
Walking?
Yeah.
A lot of people would run a 5K in like 35 minutes-ish. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've a lot of walking to do and I can't fail. I already lost to the Lewis. Anyway, we're getting ready for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. On Sunday, I'll be supporting the NSPCA, which is basically the DSPCA and the ISPCA. It's their new kind of name. They've combined. So if you would like to figure out how to support the cause, send in a little animal emoji. Maybe it's a bird. Maybe it's a mouse. Maybe it's a little dog. 087 711 1038. And let's try and support the NSPCA as much as we can.
I have to remind you with all the hard work that you've put in for the Mini Marathon Mega Mix as well, the radio station on the Go Loud app.
You've been flying it with that.
So a couple of months ago, we were looking for your suggestions for running songs. And there's a radio station right now on Go Loud. Go and find it on the Go Loud app.
It's exactly what I was saying about like the positivity, because Emma obviously brings a lot of positivity and I like to balance that out with a bit of negativity. Yeah. So on the thing, you will find Calvin Harris and you will find, you know, jump, jump. And then you'll also find All Around Me Are Familiar Faces.
Sabotage by
one
Dave.
One negative song an hour and so many. It's full of your voice notes. It's really good. I listen to it at home and I don't work out whatsoever. So go listen on Go Loud because it'll leave after the weekend.
Oh no!
When is it?
Because the mini marathon will be over.
Okay.
Go listen to the radio station after we are finished.
Yes.
That has the worst name ever. It's the Mini Marathon Mega Mix on the Go Loud app. Get it wherever you get your Go Loud app.
And if you want to figure out how to wherever you get your Go Loud app yourself. And again, if you do want to figure out or want more info on how to support the NSPCA, drop us a little animal emoji. Right, I've got walking to do. Let's go.
Off you pump.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. I'm still on a treadmill, but anyway, look, we're doing what we have to do to try and get to 10 kilometres before 10 in preparation for the Women's Mini Marathon this weekend.
That'll be 20k you've done this weekend by Sunday.
Yeah, it's good going, isn't it?
Not bad at all.
Guys, everyone is going to laugh. Are you ready for a laugh?
Go on.
3, 2, 1. Here's the joke. 3, 2, 1. Here's the joke. I'm going for a mortgage meeting today.
Oh my God.
Guys, that's funny. You should laugh.
It's not funny. It's depressing. It's like, oh my God, you could go and get a house.
Oh no, 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 no. I'm not there yet. But basically, look, the way things are at the moment is my mom's been encouraging me for years to just go for a meeting and like figure out, you know, it's not that scary. Like if you go and actually take out a mortgage.
You sound like you're doing an ad for a bank now.
No, I'm not.
It's not that scary, guys. Actually, it's really cool.
Yeah. But she was always just like, you'd actually end up being a client of theirs. Like they want you. So like stop being scared if you're not in like the best place with your savings or whatever.
I'd say you probably would go into a mortgage meeting and come out a little bit like, okay, that doesn't sound too bad. But yeah, then you actually start to try and save it and you're like,
That's what I think.
It's you're fine. You can easily just save 20 grand a month.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll figure out a way to do that, mister. No. So, look, I'm totally unqualified to be going to this thing, but I'm been paying rent for like 8 years in Dublin and I'd like to someday not be in that position. So it's definitely way, way down the line for me. But maybe this will be a kicker to stop going to Zara and stuff.
Yes.
You know, if I just go to the mortgage meeting and are like, please.
Yes.
You know, if they look at my accounts, it's like, all right, we can see the common problem here seems to be Zara.
You nearly fell off the treadmill there.
I did. Yeah, I'm getting really scared about the so, I was thinking because...
Imagine she got an injury before the women's mini marathon.
Yeah, imagine if that actually ruled me out. Emma twisted her ankle.
Walking into the mortgage meeting on crutches.
So I was thinking of like, and I need your help on this because like I'm in my early 30s. I'm the most unqualified person I feel
mid-30s.
Ever. Early 30s. To ever walk into a mortgage meeting. And I want to just kind of up it when it comes to like how I speak. Because I think I speak like a 4-year-old sometimes.
This is classic Emma overthinking right here.
Do you want like to be the kind of person like that they relate to? Do you think it's like, do you want to be older?
Like, first of all, I'm thinking, do I wear a blazer? I feel like I should wear a blazer.
Ah, okay.
Like, I can't rock in these Adidas tracksuit pants, can
no,
I?
No, you can't.
No, I need to kind of dress myself up. So I was thinking just to start off when we sit down first and I look at him in the eye, like, let's say his name is John and I just really try and get the eye contact, like, kind of flirt with the eyes and just say something like, I really have discovered lately that I like olives. Do you like olives,
oh,
John?
Oh, God, okay, right. I'm kind of picking up what you're putting down now. Okay.
I'd like to throw in... I'll have to throw in, because I actually randomly do have an accountant. I was like, sorry, my accountant's just calling me. Can
brilliant.
I just,
top tier. Fantastic. I'd actually lead with that. Hi, how are you, John? Sorry, I have to take a call from my accountant. I will literally be 2 seconds.
That's very grown up, because obviously you've got an accountant. You're an adult.
Or maybe give him all of the, the attention. Maybe just be like, sorry, my accountant's ringing me. I'll call you back.
John, you're more important than my accountant. So I could also throw in something about my Whoop age, because if you don't know what Whoop age is, basically,
I know what this is.
It takes all your stats about your wellness and your fitness and kind of what age physically you are. And I had some sad news recently when I discovered as a 33-year-old that my Whoop age is currently 39. So I think I could say, John, I feel like I'm physically unhealthy enough to go forward with this proposal, being a 39-year-old physically.
I love this. I also feel like you could really just play into the whole being old thing. You should be like, tell John, God, you're a young man, John. You don't understand this. Things like that.
If he's like 62 and I'm like, you're only a young fella.
Me and you probably went to school together, John. Yeah. I would say maybe wear glasses, and then every time he gives you anything, kind of pull your glasses away from your face so you can kind of see what the page is.
I can knock the Botox out of my forehead
I'll draw lines on you, no bother. Perfect. Maybe some I'm trying to think about what like old people would say, like older people who could afford a mortgage. Start talking about maybe like, I've awful heartburn. Do you know what I mean?
John, do you have a Rennie on your bed?
Yes.
I left mine at home.
Exactly.
Along with my Zimmer frame. Look, I'll let you know how I got on Tuesday, but...
This day, I'd say next I'll be week, she could have a house. Yeah.
If they accept beans as payment. Jelly beans.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lads, one of the girls who moved into my house a couple of months ago, she's new to Dublin. So we were like, you're about to have your first summer in Dublin. You'll have an absolute blast. So we decided...
Summer in Dublin.
So we decided to kick it off in style and bring her to the barge.
Oh, brilliant.
For Cans by the Canal.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Canal. The Cansal. So we did that yesterday.
Was it packed?
She did not enjoy it.
Did she not?
Which I was like, I was a little bit, I almost took it personally as if it's my canal. But I was like...
What didn't she enjoy about it? Did she say, or could she just pick up? It was just, her vibe that she wasn't loving it.
I think it was just when she arrived, like we were all sat on the path around by the canal there, and we were all chilling, and she was like, oh, and I was just like, oh yeah, fair enough. This bit sucks. Like, you do have to sit on the ground.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, look at the vibes. You know, I was like, summer is here.
Yeah.
The canal is absolutely packed.
Yeah.
But then she was like, okay, sit on the ground, fine. And then they won't let you in to use the bathroom in the local place. Do you know what I mean? In the local pub there.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of fair enough, I suppose, if you're not buying your drinks from there, but at the same time, bit of a problem that there's no toilets there.
Exactly.
So everyone just pees into the canal.
There's also no bins.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, for some reason, the councillor are like, no, even though it's going to happen, no matter what, they won't put bins
out. They won't be seen to facilitate it, but actually you're causing yourself more of a problem by not, like, it's happening. This is where people hang out. Let people be in.
Yeah.
Provide a bin.
But I honestly, it's one of my favourite days in the world is Cans by the Canal Day is the start of summer for me.
Yeah. I've only done it twice, and I'm really sure. I've never actually brought Jack. He'd love it.
He would love it. It's so good. Everyone's in good form, but there was no like kind of chaos, I suppose, which is probably good. Last year, I remember someone jumped in and was swimming around. Now it was
not advisable.
Not in the big like drop.
Yeah.
They just kind of waded in. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then the last year, I think someone brought like a Lilo and was chilling out.
Oh,
someone
really?
Brought like a little inflatable boat. Okay. There was none of that crack going on. Which I know.
I remember being there years ago, and a guy had been there obviously for a good while, but he dropped his lighter in and he went, like, the lighter clearly wouldn't work once it's hit water, but he still went in to get it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was like, man, I understand if it's your wallet, but like, the lighter's already broken.
But there was a time that we were just like, oh, it is getting a little bit chilly. We have no seats. Will we just go to the pub?
It's awfully cold.
So we went to J. O'Connell's around the corner.
I was at the Two Sisters last night. We were sitting outside and I was like, guys, I need to go in. I'm frozen.
Yeah, it is actually getting a little bit chillier.
In the evening. You need your jumper.
Especially when it's all sunny for the entire day and you're like, oh, this is fantastic. I'll go out in just the t-shirt and shorts. And then by 7 o'clock, you're like, crap.
I had such shorts regret last night. Callum?
Last weekend, I was in the Gravediggers.
Yeah. That is such a good place to go in the sun.
It's such a sun trap, but it's also so funny because it's a bit like what you were saying.
There's nowhere to sit outside.
No, so, and...
I think it's because they're not meant to.
Yeah, so in the pub, it's like you can kind of go outside where the pub is and you
on the path.
Sit at the pavement, but then there's like a really big grassy
yes,
area.
Yes, you'd love to be able to go sit there.
And they have one bar person patrolling it. And they send you back
yeah.
if you try to sit on
there. Okay, because obviously they don't want the people...
It's not their land.
Houses there,
it's council there. Land.
I know, but also, like, it's so stupid. Like, it's...
Guys, how many times have we mentioned the council this week on the show?
I know, but...
They're quite the prominent feature.
I just... They're like a main character on yeah. this show. But honestly, I do feel like... In any, say if this was like the 70s or the 80s or 90s, you wouldn't be patrolling that area. Everyone would just be in that little grass area.
World's gone woke.
Yeah, I think the world's gone woke. Yes, let us into the bathroom.
When you're sitting at the Gravediggers in that beautiful sunshine, you were there with your girlfriend and you just want to enjoy. Like, there's grass. It's such a tease. There's grass yeah. right there, man.
I know.
Why can't I take the feet
Why
off
Why can't
my,
I bring
the
stool outside?
Feet, you know, it's
and
so,
sit on the main road.
I know. It's annoying. But hey, Drury Street's back, so that's.
That's something.
Can we claim that one?
I don't know.
Toilets at the barge. Bins at the barge.
Yes.
And
seats,
sit on
maybe.
Grass?
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And each and every Friday, we love the music game with no name. When we say we, I mean I. I love the music game with no name. Producer Callum has started becoming a little bit more of a fan of it based on the fact that he got his first win.
You got a win last week. Congratulations. Well done. He hasn't shut up about it.
The concept of the music game is no name. Is that we look at songs from a little bit of a different point of view lyrically. What's the context? What's actually going on in the song? Have you been listening?
No, is the answer always.
For example, if I was to say, in Dominic Fike's Three Nights, in what type of accommodation did he spend those three nights? And you would say...
Motel.
Because three nights at the motel.
Three nights.
I was just about to say hotel, and this is why I don't do very well in this game.
So we'll kick off, as we always do, with David Hammond. Round number one in Harry Styles' song, As It Was... What type of internet is mentioned?
What kind of internet? Slow,
I know this.
Dodgy, wireless, Wi-Fi. Let's go with Wi-Fi.
I know what it is and he hasn't got it right.
Let's check. Bet you feel silly now, eh?
Not really, because I didn't even know that
Go home,
chorus
get
is
ahead,
part of that.
Light speed internet.
Like, I would get it if you said, from the time where he goes, go ahead. I would go, yeah, now I have it.
That's not
I was
going to
say
works.
High speed internet, in fairness.
Is it light speed?
Light speed.
All right, producer Callum, over to you. Can you keep up your winning streak this week? Lizzo says she's way too what to be so down and under pressure in her song About Damn Time.
I wasn't really listening to the question.
She said she's way too down. She's way too what to be so down and under pressure all the time.
I actually think that's his time up.
Yeah, that's my time up. Depressed.
Check if you're right. I'm way
too fine.
Why would she be depressed?
I don't know.
Callum, will you focus on the game, please?
I've got a lot going on here.
Callum's doing the buttons right now because I'm on a treadmill. Okay, round number two. Back to you, David Hammond.
Let's go.
In Cheerleader, Omi sings about some of the questions the girls ask him. What's his response when he's asked if they make him feel like cheating?
They make me feel like cheating. Oh, do they make me feel like cheating? Oh, you have it.
I know it. And why am I getting the ones that I don't know?
Do I make you feel
You're
like
out
cheating?
Of time, Dave.
I say no, not really.
Check in, Callum. When they make you feel like cheating, I'm like,
no, not really. Come on!
Callum, does he get the point?
He gets the
point. Okay, fine. Okay, we have to be a bit more lax about Callum's time as well then.
1 point for Dave.
Callum, over to you. In LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem, where is the party rock taking place?
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
You gave a location and a time frame.
In the house tonight. Thank you very much. I'll take the point.
Let's check if you're right.
I don't know if I would have got that one, to be honest.
Okay, scores on the doors. Last
it's 1-1.
All right, we're going into round three, the more classic round.
I thought that was classic.
Yeah, actually. LMFAO and Omi's Cheerleader.
What I've learned about the music game with No Name when I'm doing the questions is it's easier when they're older for some reason. Yeah, so I kind of do go back a bit. This is back even further, though. And David Hammond, in Teenage Dirtbag, he wants you to listen to what band?
Iron Maiden, baby.
No,
Iron Maiden. Play that clip.
Let's find out.
Can Callum claw it back?
It all comes down to this.
No chance.
Callum, in the Black Eyed Peas song, Meet Me Halfway, Fergie says she'll wait for you where?
Oh, come on.
I was going to say meet me halfway right by the waterline. That's where I'm going to wait for you. I think right by the waterline.
Let's check if you're right. Meet me halfway right at the
borderline. Oh my God. Borderline.
No.
Come on.
Right at the borderline, Callum.
Oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
Do you want to do the...
Will we do,
do you want to do the tiebreaker? Yeah, do the tiebreaker.
I like the tiebreaker today. It's a fun song, so we'll get to it regardless. Dave's taking the win this week. In Katy Perry's TGIF, or Last Friday Night, what did they dance on?
Last Friday Night. Dance on tabletops, yeah. Callum, David, tabletops.
It's another win for David Hammond. Woo!
Let's get the clip anyway.
And another disgruntled producer, Callum, as they roll into another week.
Ah, well.
I can't believe that.
Where's the waterline? Is that like... Where
that's what Jedward sang in Eurovision.
Jedward on the brain. They're doing everything.
The Englishman talking doesn't like talking about the border.
You're on spin. Oh, my God. I'm absolutely bamboozled.
Bamboozled?
I was going to say another word that begins with B. Florence Rhodes on spin. Good morning.
Good morning. Evan Nolan is bamboozled because she is running on a treadmill and is exhausted. Absolutely mixed, yeah. I think is what you're trying to say.
Like talking something.
Yeah, talking B, yeah. Listen, I think you've done a fantastic job so far. She's been on the treadmill for most of the show trying to do 10K in preparation for the Women's Mini Marathon.
I'm on 5.86.
On Sunday.
And I did 4 earlier between 7 and 8, so... We're nearly there.
Which is pretty impressive, in fairness. Well done. If you want to support Emma, who's running the VHI Women's Mini Marathon for the NSPCA, you can head to Emma_Nolan and you can check the little link in her bio and find out all about NSPCA. Or if you want to just send us over a little animal emoji, we can sort you out with the link and send it back to you. We would like to get a nice amount of money to send to the NSPCA.
They deserve us. They're legends.
Well done to everyone who is running or walking or whatevering the VHI VHI Women's Mini Marathon on Sunday. Emma, you're going to absolutely smash it.
5.96.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there hosting it with Fiona Frawley.
Yeah,
so if you're there, make sure and give us a wave and tell us how much you love the show. And if you see Emma, if she's in front of you, you'll read her t-shirt. It says, "Yes, I am Emma Nolan from Spin 1038 and I'm running faster than you."
Just to make everyone really like. Oh my God, done.
Thank God. She's completed 10K of a Friday. Will she do it of a Sunday?
Let's just say that was across 3 hours, which I think the mini marathon are like finished up after a certain amount of time. But no, that was really good fun last
week. Well done, Emma Nolan.
They're the bees.
Michaela Hayes on the way next. We'll be back on Tuesday. She's playing the Naughty Threesome. Callum, what's she got?
Oh, some great tunes in there. Mystique, so scandalous. Uniting Nations, Out of Touch, and Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the dance floor as well.
That's ones that I'm looking forward to.
Unbelievable.
We'll catch you.
Have a great weekend.
Tuesday at 7 a.m.
And we'll see you at the start and finish line. Spin will be all over the Women's Mini Marathon on Sunday. Have a good banker. Enjoy the last.
Bye, love you. Bye.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.